the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
I've been waiting patiently. Demi Lovato, birthday girl, bringing us into hour two of the Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, and Kevin here with you live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio. Good to have you with us on this Thursday, August 20th. Two-thirds of the way through August already as we continue to plow through summer. I think most of us are very happy about 2020 just getting behind us.
Yes, please.
Get behind me, 2020.
There's that.
In the rearview mirror.
I'm having a problem with the days getting shorter.
Oh, I know.
Because my internal body clock wakes me up, and I have been waking up later and later every morning this week because of the darkness.
So now you get up at what, 2:30 or whatever?
Well, no. I got up about 10 to 3 today.
But it's dark at 10 to 3 middle of the summer.
I know, but still, there's just something going on with my body clock, and it's just, the alarm almost woke me up the other day, which is the dread of all dreads if I have to listen to that screeching thing.
Uh-huh.
I hate it, so I always wake up before it, and I'm like, oh, you know, sleeping good, having a dream. It's like, oh, I better look. It's like, oh, man, time to get up. I hate that.
Oh, yes. Well, it's summer's not dead yet. It is warm and it is humid this morning.
Yeah, we're going to 90
yesterday
today.
Yesterday was 90 and humid. I got a little 6-mile run in yesterday. It felt great. Sweating around there. Was able to have a tall, cold adult beverage later on that
night. Nice.
Feel darn good about it. So
there you go.
Yeah, there you go. I'm old enough to remember when you could watch the Democrat National Convention and actually kind of sort through the candidate and the platform and try to think, okay, is there something here that makes some sense? You know, is there a choice to be made here between the Republican and the Democrat? Boy, that seems like 100,000 years ago. These days, if you're a conservative, there's just nothing in the Democrat Party and the platform that you can really get behind.
There is
like,
no platform. Yeah. Their whole deal is
like
we
policy.
Hate Trump. He's failed as a president. He can't do this right. And he brought us the coronavirus and he killed all these people because he brought it here from China. Like, give me a break.
Well, what is the platform? What is the plan? What is the...
Get rid of cops, get rid of law and order.
Okay. It seems to be it, isn't it?
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They haven't said a word about what's going on in these blue cities. Not a word.
Well, yeah, I don't know that there is much of a platform. The whole concept of vote for me because the other guy stinks, just doesn't work. You need to offer something to people they can get behind. The problem for the Democrats is they don't really have a set of ideas that are good for America.
I've been saying that from the no message.
Nope.
There's no message.
Yeah, there isn't. And it'll bite them, I think, in the end on this one. Because, you know, 2 hours of I hate Donald Trump is, you know, after a while, you know, those that are angry about Donald Trump, there's not that many of them out there that are really, you know, screaming at the skies, kind of mad. And that doesn't last very long for most people. And you have to tell the people why they're ideas are better than the other people's ideas. And honestly, I would say in the Republican Party, we have not been all that great about that on our own, but we have certainly done a little bit better than what you're hearing from the other side. But what I'm finding that I can get out of the Democrat National Convention now is actually some comic relief because I turned it on for 2 seconds last night. Actually, this morning I was kind of looking at a recap of what happened. And I don't think that Joe Biden understands yet that there aren't any people in the auditorium with him. I'm not sure that he's gotten that through because at the end of it, him and Kamala were standing there and Joe's looking around the room, waving, turning his head different directions and smiling and like, Joe, there's nobody there. So I don't know if they told him or not, or if he was able to put two and two together.
Maybe he was just waving to the people in the audience who are watching on virtually.
Well,
you know, I'm trying to stick up for Joe.
Yeah, I know. Problem is the camera's like straight on Joe, and Joe's turning to the left and turning to the right.
Who's he waving at?
Well, then he should be waving straight ahead. Hey, everybody, I'm your man.
Really, when I said that, I was kind of thinking through show prep this morning, and when I said, are you really going to go on the radio and say, I remember when I used to watch the Democrat National Convention as a serious platform effort, And here's, you know, I've got to think, do I like where the Republican stands more? Do I like where the Democrat stands more? That honestly was a choice and a decision and a process that I used to have to make. Is that why I'd take notes, you know, back when, you know, it was Reagan going up. Who did Reagan run against? I can't even remember now. The first
John Anderson the first time.
So, you know, back then you're kind of, okay, you know, should I vote for this guy or that guy? That used to actually be a choice that I used to have to try to figure out. I grew up in a Democrat home.
What?
It was an old school. Yeah, well, old, yeah.
An that
old
explains a lot, huh, Kev? He's finally confessing to us.
There you go.
Oh, I've said that a million times.
No, this
I told
is
you
a,
that
no.
My folks? Oh,
no,
yeah.
You were too ashamed, and today it's coming out.
Oh, no, back then you could be proud to be a Democrat.
Oh, it was, man.
You know, different ideas, and it just it's a farm-based thing. You know, my parents are farmers, and
well, it
you know,
used the, to be for the working guy.
No, used to be. But you know, now there's I don't even watch any of it, and honestly, I probably won't watch the Republican convention either. I don't need a bunch of, you know, speeches about how great things are. I just kind of look at what people are actually out there doing, and that's good enough for me. And life is busy enough. But I just thought that was funny seeing Joe kind of looking around the room.
Well,
like, Joe, there's nobody
he
there.
He is the big headliner tonight, so I cannot stay up for this thing. I'm falling asleep, but I will catch it tomorrow morning.
that might actually be worth watching. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, how confused he will be, and if his wife's got to stand there and prompt him, which I'm betting.
Well, he'll have a prompter tonight, so.
And how many times he says, yeah, Jack. That's one of his lines all
yeah.
the time.
Oh, is that right?
He's always okay. talked about Jack. Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, all right. So there's that. We get comic relief these days from the DNC. Kevin, when you started the show this morning, I was touched by the emotion in your voice. And I feel not maybe quite as deep of it as you do. But Steve Conley, the other man who was killed in the crash yesterday, is a friend of our family.
He
and Shelley.
Yeah. Yep.
Went to the church that we went to when our kids were young. We were in a small group together at Bethel Church called Home Builders, along with a number of other couples. Grew to really respect and love Steve and Shelley, their boys Jack and Grant. And when I heard the news yesterday, I was just like, it hits you over the head like a 2x4. Steve's 54, I'm 52. We're basically the same age. I got to know Steve well when he was coaching the Moorhead High football team. And I don't know what year this would have been, maybe the mid-2000s,
okay.
when the Spuds went down to Blaine and beat the Bengals. I think it was 17-14 in a state quarterfinal football game, and Blaine was favored to win. And, you know, Moorhead's this cute little team from northwest Minnesota going to come down and get whooped up by the big boys from Blaine. And the Spuds went in there nice. And just went it right at them. And ended up winning that game. And one of the better coaching jobs that I've seen in a long time, how he got his guys together at halftime and got them fired up for the job at hand. And respected him a ton as a football coach, as a friend as well. And I've not seen Steve, to be honest with you, in a couple of years. That we just have, our paths haven't crossed all that often. But it hit me really hard yesterday when I saw this story. South Dakota Highway Patrol is not saying much about exactly what happened or why. All they're saying is that the dump truck was making a left-hand turn on going from one road to another, and the guys, Mark Kreps and Steve Conley, were behind them in a pickup truck.
The,
and as the truck turned left to pick up, for whatever reason, ran into the back of the dump truck, and both guys were killed.
What they're saying was just the most freakish, perfectly timed accident, that they're thinking that the dump truck, from what we said, my brother-in-law and my in-laws all live in Aberdeen, and I have a couple of friends down there. And from what I could gather yesterday, because obviously with Mark being my next-door neighbor and good friend, I just, well, you know, what can we know? And,
right.
The thought is that they were probably behind a semi and went to pass the semi in the left lane, and right when they pulled into the passing lane, that dump truck was stopped there and turning and just had nowhere to go and, you know, rear-ended it. But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Who knows? But, yeah, just, you know, two guys in the prime of their existence and great families, and you just never know.
No,
just you never don't. Know.
Alex, I heard you make the comment. in an instant.
Yeah, it can be over.
100% right. And man, if something like that, and you know, the sadness that we feel, we get it. Many of you don't know those families, but you know other families. You probably know people who have passed away quickly in the same way. And it just makes you sit down for a minute and go, do I really need to be working till 10 o'clock every night?
Right.
And, you know.
When something like this happens to people you know, it kind of causes you to reevaluate your life a little bit, too.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, Kevin, if the four of us were out having a beer someplace, people might think we're classmates or whatever. I mean, just same ages.
Yep.
It just hits you so hard.
Mark was the most generous, kind, just great guy. And working for RDO, he was like the great. I told him, I'm like, dude, you're like the goat of neighbors. Because he has all the John Deere mower and the tractor and all the toys. And he would say, oh, yeah, no, if you ever want to use anything, just come in. He's like, then just talk about it. He's got one of the zero turn, tilt-a-whirl riding lawnmowers with the hard wheels and stuff.
Mm.
It's just a joy to drive.
Yes.
Mark, is there any chance that, yes, you know where the key is? He was that guy.
Yeah.
You know where the key, you know what the code is. Yeah, no problem. Should I open the garage door for you? Yep. Thanks, buddy. You know, and I just talked to him Friday. He loves salmon. We brought him over some salmon that my father-in-law brought from Alaska, And I said, hey, how would you deal with the, I got some pot. He goes, oh, I'll hook up the scraper and come over. And half hour later, he has the scraper on the back of his tractor and he's helping me get the pothole level up my driveway.
Nice.
You know, that was the kind of guy he was.
Yeah. And for the RDO leadership team, it leaves a huge void in leadership.
Oh my goodness.
There are two high level VPs there. And, you don't replace that kind of experience, that kind of knowledge. And that kind of respect they have within the organization. So our prayers and best wishes to the Krebs family, to the Connolly family, and the RDO family as well. 7:18 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. AM 1100, the flag, WZFG. Deep breath, right? Let's transition to some weather talk. A hot, humid day yesterday. And Jen is on the phone this morning letting us know what we're in for today. Jen, give us an idea what's to be expected here with the weather forecast today.
Oh, looks like another hot, humid day today. Mostly sunny skies. Highs getting up around about 90 degrees. And then tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight lows around about 66. Friday, we'll have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms here in the afternoon hours. A blend of clouds and sunshine develops. High around 89 degrees. A little bit of a better chance for rain and storms in the evening. Saturday, mostly sunny. High of 87 degrees. Sunday, sunshine. High around 88. Then by Monday, mostly sunny. High around about 88.
Okay, thank you, Jen. Appreciate the update, my friend. We'll talk to you again here in just a little bit. 7:18 here on the Need to Know Morning Show, and it is time to check some sports for you. Not a good night for the Twins. They had won 5-6 going into last night's game with Milwaukee, but the Brewers bashed 4 home runs off the Twins pitchers, and they ended up winning it by a score of 9-3. The FM Redhawks got a big win over Sioux Falls, 11-1 at Newman Outdoor Stadium. They 5-run second, and they never look back from there. Good for them. A little high school note for you. I told you yesterday that the Fargo North boys soccer team had gotten a win over Shanley in Tuesday's season opener. Well, turns out it was North's first win over a varsity team since September 22nd of 2015.
Nice.
Yeah, they had played, 75 matches and had not beaten a varsity team in that time. They had one win during that time. And it was against the junior varsity squad. So good job, Spartans. And boy, a 3-1 win over Shanley. Shanley's always got a decent team. Maybe it'll be a great year for North. Wouldn't that be a lot of
beautiful
fun? Contract talks have broken up between Dalvin Cook, the star running back, and the Minnesota Vikings. He's looking for around $13 million a year. And they were trying to get a new deal done in camp. And they are apparently a ways apart on that deal. So the Vikings are, you know, they got 1 year left with them. And Vikings are apparently, at this point anyway, going to say, you know, we can only pay you this much money and we don't want to rewrite the deal. So the Cook camp will have something to figure out there. Major championship time for the women's pro golfers of the world. They are in Scotland at the Women's Open. And Amy Olsen tees off here in about 25 minutes. So good luck to Amy. And the Minnesota Lynx beat Dallas last night by a score of 91-84. They're 8-3 since the restart as they're playing down there in their bubble in Florida. That's a look at sports. 720 here on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. When we come back on the program, Alex has an interesting story to tell us about from the American Legion Club in Wahpeton. And I guess let's get all the bad news out of the way right here. Can we on the program here and just get it done with right now? So we're going to talk about this coming up next on the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Like what you hear? Take the flag with you wherever you go. Download our WZFG mobile app today and never miss a minute.
Need to Know Traffic powered by Valley News Live. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about with construction going on here. Things are moving pretty well across the metro this morning. 19th Avenue North from I-29 to about the Fargo Dome, the Air Museum. Traffic is closed down to two lanes right there, too. So some work going on the north side of town. So be aware of that if you're heading up that way. There's pretty much no other way to get from the interstate over to the Fargo Dome and the NDSU area. That area there is a big one, and the airport, too. So be aware of that if you're heading up that way here this morning. All right, 724, Need to Know Morning Show, starting at 8 o'clock today. An opportunity for you to save some big money on a really cool item. We've been doing these, the big deals, big auction items over the last probably couple months or so, trying to give you something really cool every week. And Showcase Floors has a $3,000 store credit that we're going to be auctioning off on our website. It starts at 8 o'clock, closes at 4. You can use this toward any kind of flooring project you have. Maybe you want to replace that the vinyl floor with some wood. Maybe you want to go the other direction, do some kind of a composite flooring, tile, carpet, whatever suits your lifestyle. Maybe you built your home 15, 20 years ago, 25, whatever, and you're feeling like it's about time to do something different with the flooring. Maybe you dropped a couple of cans of green beans on the vinyl in the kitchen and you got some gouges and dents. Hey, take care of that now. And if this auction is like the others, you're going to be able to get a big prize for, I don't know, 20, 30, 40% off, and something that you probably are thinking, that'd be good for the lake place or the home or whatever. Go online to am1100theflag.com for more information. And thank you to Showcase Floors of Fargo for helping us with that. Also want to let you know that Comforting Angels Home Care is making it possible for aging adults to continue living at home safely and independently. You know, we don't talk all that much about independence when we're talking about that in-home care, because you just want to make sure the mom and dad are well taken care of, or make sure that you're well taken care of. But that independence, know that you get to do it on your terms. That's a big deal. And they provide personalized care specific to every single client they have, flexible hourly care ranging from simple errands and housekeeping to 24-hour live-in care. Maybe you need the whole package there. Well, living at home is possible with help from Comforting Angels Home Care. Helping hands with caring hearts, they are serving loved ones across the region with offices in Hawley and West Fargo. Online at dngangels.com. Comforting Angels Home Care. 726 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Well, there has been a resignation in the governor's office in the state of North Dakota.
I saw that. Yeah. Second one, right?
Yeah, and this guy had only been on the job for about 3 months. Dr. Andrew Stahl has resigned as the state of North Dakota's interim state health officer. And apparently there was a disagreement, although nobody's saying if that was a big enough issue that Dr. Stahl would want to walk. But Dr. Stahl has been advocating that the governor bring up that COVID risk level for certain places around the state of North Dakota. The whole state is in that green area right now. That's the low risk level. And on our show here, we've said we need to get this thing back to nothing right now. But it still remains at this green level. And Dr. Saul has advocated for moving that back up. Governor Burgum says he doesn't want to do anything with moving on the scale until they see some kind of long-term trend or enough data to tell you that, hey, things are really significant. And again, you've got some more people in certain places than before, but in Cass County, things continue to move the opposite direction. So the governor's like, you know what, you're getting a flare up here and there, but this is not the time to be moving up a level.
Yeah.
And but nobody will say. Dr. Stahl has not responded to any requests for comments from any of the news agencies here across the state. And the governor is not saying you know, too much about it other than it's his choice to resign.
Well, he probably felt disrespected, like he wasn't being listened to because the governor kind of overrided him and said, you know what, I'm not your guy then.
Yeah.
You know, and that can happen.
Resignation accepted.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times I've said on this show that I don't ever blame a doctor for saying, crank up that risk level, start shutting things down, because they're not paid to balance public health with the economy and the way of life. The doctor is paid to worry about you and worry for you and make you worry about you. That's what doctors do. Whenever I go to see my guy, he's like, Steve, how many Diet Cokes are you drinking? Like,
way too many, as Alex counts them every day.
You know, and they're supposed to make you uncomfortable. They're supposed to get you to do things you don't want to do. Doctors are not supposed to be figuring out how the state's economy works and you know, political risks, financial things. That's not their job. So I think we need to stop panicking and stop vilifying doctors when they say what they're saying, because that is why they're being brought in. We need a governor. We need a president. We need a lead executive to balance all those things, because we don't hear anybody asking the Chamber of Commerce people, well, what do you think about the risk level? They would say, bring it down. We need to open up business.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And a governor shouldn't make decisions just based on that. So, you know, you cannot like Anthony Fauci if you don't want to like Dr. Fauci.
I don't like him.
Okay, well, that's fine, Alex. You can do that.
Thank you.
But he's doing what he is supposed to do. Now, I am a little bit jaded on him and this whole thing about wear a mask, and then the cameras are off.
Yeah, no one can go out until they get a vaccination.
Yes.
We have to be safe. No one can go in. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, and Fauci will tell you to wear a mask until the cameras are off, and then he takes his off. So there is that. But I just think we have to remember that doctors are there to say they're part of this whole thing. And good for Governor Burgum. And he said basically the same exact thing that quote in the forum this morning. He says, you know, we're not asking state health officers to take on economic, financial, legal, and political risks. That's not what they're hired or paid to do. Exactly. So we shouldn't be surprised when doctors kind of go the other direction on this. I know you mentioned this quickly, Alex, but I think this story about the Wahpeton and VFW
need to touch on. Yeah, that's pretty sad. The American Legion Club in Wahpeton, they're closing because of lack of revenue from canceling events and all that and declining memberships. Their members are getting older, and so they're not getting as many young members to join either. And with COVID, their older members, of course, aren't coming in. So they don't have the funds to support their building anymore, and they would give money to people in the community for different things, too. So it's pretty sad. And Breckenridge Club closed about 8 years ago. So, I mean, there's no place for these area veterans to go right now.
Yeah, our VFW in Frazee closed this year now because of COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It really is. They're hoping to find a new place to meet. But this COVID thing is just affecting everyone in so many different walks of life. And it's sad.
Yes, it is. Yep. We need to find some way to keep celebrating our veterans. We can't ever let them be an afterthought. And these things are hard for me to see. They absolutely are. Mm-hmm. One more note from the digest here this morning. Governor Tim Walz is back at it again.
Oh, what now?
Well, so two times now, state regulators have approved the Enbridge rebuild of their Line 3 pipeline. It's old. It needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. It's functioning. We need it. It helps provide our energy. But Governor Walz is challenging this project once again after state regulators approved it for a second time. So he's fighting to somehow slow up this pipeline. And he's actually, in this case, got the unions a little cranky with him here. And some of the union representatives are saying, look, this is good for our people too, Governor. So Tim Walz not afraid to step on the toes of some of the people that typically will stand up behind a Democrat governor. They say that they're very frustrated. Kevin Prannis is a marketing manager for the Laborers Union of Minnesota and North Dakota. He said, we are frustrated because we feel this is a distraction from all kinds of other work that really needs to be done. So Republicans and union leaders are a little torqued at the governor in Minnesota about this.
I would encourage you to go to recallwalls.org, recallwalls.org, and sign the petition, please.
Kevin is chairman of that committee.
I have signed it. Please go there, recallwalls.org. Thank you very much.
All right. So some of the things happening here this morning across our region. It's 7:32 on the Need to Know Morning Show. When we come back, full look at the forecast, give you a good look at the weekend. And also Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk Investment Advisors is here. to talk about your money. All that and more coming up next.
You're just a click away from the latest news, audio and video the flag has to offer. Just click AM1100theflag.com.
7:35 on the Need to Know Morning Show, and here's your flag forecast. Going up to 90 today with lots of sunshine. Tonight's low 66 and light wind. Going to be a hot night for cruise night tonight out in West Fargo. Come on out, get my plug in. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, the high 89. Friday's low 67, and we do have a 40% chance of rain Friday night. Saturday, sunny and 87. Sunday, going up to 88. Right now, 65.
All right, taking a look at the almanac here for Thursday, August 20th. And the average high for this day, we've dropped a degree. 81 is the average high now. It was 82 yesterday. 57 the average low. Record high, 104 degrees in 1976. Record low, 34 degrees in 2004. How about that? It could have been snowing on this day back in 2004. Yesterday got up to 87 degrees. It was a warm and humid day. Sunrise, as Alex was talking about, 6:32, so getting
light
later, yeah. And then the sun is setting now at 8:28, so before 8:30, the sun is going down. This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Is here talking about your money here on the Need to Know Morning Show, your favorite morning show, your money. It's all about you here on AM 1100 The Flag. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. $2 trillion is what Apple is worth these days.
$2 trillion.
Wow.
It took over 35 years for them to get to $1 trillion and just 2 years to go from $1 trillion to $2 trillion. Isn't that something?
Unbelievable.
Man.
That is a brand that... I hate to say it's a cult, but it's people that are Apple people. They are Apple people. They have done such a great job building brand loyalty.
Oh, they definitely have. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle brand. And you can see that when a company switches from being a one product company to more of a multi-product company, creating their own environment around them to becoming just a lifestyle themselves. And Apple's done a great job of that.
Yeah, they sure have.
Seems like it was yesterday when Steve Jobs introduced everyone to the iPod.
Mm. Right.
You know, this is 2,000 songs in your pocket. Never forget that. Of course, I went out and bought the 16 gig one right away, and it's sitting in my drawer. It's all dusty, and I haven't used it in years. But thanks, Steve.
That seems so quaint nowadays.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember when Sony came out with a Walkman.
Right.
Yes.
And we thought, okay, Sony, they're just going to own all these tech advances, and now you hardly hear anything about Sony. Isn't it something how... just that competitive landscape can give the opportunity for one company just to basically make all others mute in the space.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have a test that we apply to stocks that we're investing in. If we think we have a great core holding like that, we also apply the Rip Van Winkle test. In other words, if we fell asleep for 20 years and the company didn't do anything while we were sleeping, will they still be relevant, you know, when we wake up? And, you know, Sony's a great example of that. They didn't innovate. They didn't stay relevant. And Apple took over that music space and so forth. And so, yeah, you've got to be paying attention. One just can't buy and hold those things when they're hot because, you know, a year later or 5 years later, they might not be.
Yeah. What I love about Apple's story is you can look at it and see all the successes, but they've had some things that have totally flopped too.
And
you kind of forget about that, but it's an important truth of life and about developing a business. You got to make some mistakes. You got to try and fail once in a while, and that's okay. You learn a little something from that for the next time around.
Absolutely.
So, and Jobs, there's a great scene in the movie where he's got a Sony Discman, and he's like looking at it and picking it apart, and he's like, I want to make one of these with a bigger drive, you know, smaller with a bigger drive, and that's where the iPod thing came from. Dissecting a Sony CD player, a little Discman.
Yep. So don't get bummed out if your idea doesn't work.
You bet.
Right. Sometimes that's the story there. Brian, the Dow Jones is sitting right now at about 27.7. So we're a couple thousand points off the all-time high there. NASDAQ continues to move higher, although it was a little bit lower yesterday. S&P 500 is close to record territory again. Overall, what kind of health would you give the stock market right now?
it's amazing to me because I see these signs of caution that are out there. We're starting to see things change just a little bit tone-wise, and I'm always looking for, hey, do I need to be worried? And yet when I look at what's happening overall in the market, it seems very, very healthy. You know, one of the things that I've talked about here is we were too concentrated into some of these tech stocks, and that was just too few stocks leading the market higher. And look what's happened in just the past couple of weeks. We've seen a rotation. We're seeing money move into home builders. We saw this big rally in precious metals and other industrials. And so really the market looks pretty healthy as we're climbing higher here, and it is spreading out into other sectors now, which is exactly what we want to see.
Okay. Some news this morning. We've got a new number in on weekly jobless claims, jumping back above 1 million. 923,000 was the expected number, and we ended up with 1.1 million unemployment claims. Is there any big truth to be pulled from this, or is this sort of within the margin of error? What do you think, Brian?
Well, I think it is doing what the market has been telling us. The market has said that the economy is getting better. The market is sort of a forward-looking mechanism. And then we see the economic numbers trailing behind that that seem to indicate that, yes, it's getting better faster than what most people think. And it just makes me kind of wonder, you know, if we could actually, you know, take the clamps off or take the brakes off, so to speak, and get rid of all of these restrictions that we have, or at least some of these restrictions, how much faster we could be growing and getting back to normal.
Okay. Another headline I thought was interesting. American Airlines is halting service to 15 cities across the country once the federal aid runs out in October. As people might be aware of, the federal government is subsidizing the airlines because basically there was nobody on airplanes for 3-4 months.
Right.
Now it's starting to come back a little bit. But now, you know, American is saying, well, you know, once we get off that federal dole, we're not going to be able to keep things going the same way. And the reason I point this out is I think it's always healthy for us in the business community to make a mental note when consumers begin losing options because the government has done things to inflict pain on the American economy. United, American, the airlines didn't want to stop flying planes just for no good reason. But when you're told you got to stay home, we're going to lock down people, there's no business, we tell everyone that we've got to stay home, you're going to have things like this that happen.
Oh, you're exactly right. And we're seeing that with, you know, restaurant closures, store closures, things of that nature. And there's sort of two sides to that coin. You know, the one side is, yeah, this wasn't something that they necessarily brought on themselves. And so, gee, should we be helping them and how much help can we give them? The flip side of that, though, is what you're actually seeing is sort of a cleansing of the economy. We're getting rid of, you know, the weak hands or the weaker holders. American Airlines was basically one of the worst managed of the airlines. And so when the aid runs out, they're going to be one of the first ones to follow because, you know, they weren't doing as well before all of this, which is not unlike what they're talking about with the states giving, you know, stimulus to the states. Gee, do you want to bail out those cities or states that were already mismanaged? And so it's a double-edged sword there because, yeah, we want to help people. We don't want to put them out of business because of decisions that some politician made. But at the same time, we don't want to just prop up those weak holders either. Yeah. So I think when we're all done with this, we'll have a lot healthier companies left over.
There is an interesting trend going on in fast food restaurants as well. Taco Bell is a company that they had about 4.8 million, almost 5 million more cars go through drive-thrus in the second quarter drive-thru lanes than they did a year earlier.
Wow.
Meanwhile, in-store sales declined by 8%. So you've got less people going there altogether, but a lot more of them are going through the drive-thru. And the reason is people don't want to get their food handed to them by somebody across the counter. Now, again, you're getting your food handed to you through a drive-thru window, but people are looking to limit exposure. And so Taco Bell says it's going to redesign a lot of their restaurants to have multiple drive-through lanes and less room in store because they feel like that's what people are going to want in the future.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be changes that come out of this that just change the whole way that we do business. You know, human beings are very adaptable. We just happened to be over at Spitfire the other night. Great restaurant. My son was leaving for college. We had, you know, one last dinner together. And they're under construction. But you know what they're doing? They're not expanding the seating area. They're expanding their kitchen so they can keep up with all those to-go orders.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're seeing a whole different environment for a lot of these businesses.
Okay. Now, I've told you friends probably a few times that Brian and I worked together on the Hallstrom family finances. And
right on.
I took a look at our statement yesterday, and we're up about 4.5% from where we were when the pandemic hit back in March. So we have regained everything we lost, and now we're ahead almost 5%. Brian, appreciate you and all the work you do for us.
Thank you.
So if you want to talk to Brian about what he might be able to do for you, maybe you're kind of wondering about your portfolio and saying, I'm not up from where I used to be before. You got to talk to this guy right there. 235-0119. That's the phone number. Collins and Kronk Investment Advisors. Brian, great to see you as always.
Hey, thanks. You have a great day.
You do the same, sir. 7:45, Need to Know Morning Show. When we come back, another check of traffic for you. We also have some weather and some sports straight ahead. Need to Know Morning Show rolling on right after this.
No Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
7:47 on the Need to Know Morning Show, and here's your flag forecast. Sunny and hot today, 90 degrees, and yeah, it's going to be humid out there too. Tonight's low 66 and light wind. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, the high 89. Friday's low 67, and we do have a 40% chance of rain Friday night. Saturday, sunny and 87. Right now, we're at 65.
All right, 7:47. If you got to be at work at 8 o'clock, you got 13 minutes to get on over there. Call us anytime at 701-271-1100. That's the Consolidated Communications phone line. Make Consolidated your choice for voice, data, and internet solutions. You can also email us, studio@flagfamily.com. That's the True IT inbox. True IT will save you time, money, and expand your profit potential. All right, let's do a sports check here for you. By the way, weather brought to you this morning by orthopedic and sports medicine specialist of Fargo. Dr. Phil Johnson can help you get back in your lineup, whether it's sports, work, or recreational activities. Dr. Phil and the team at OSM will take care of you. All right, Minnesota Twins last night got roughed up by the Brew Crew. 9-3 was the final at Target Field. Twins are now 16-9 on the year. Four home runs hit by the Brewers against Twins pitchers. Nobody really pitched well for the Twins last night. Just one of those bad days. They've pitched very well at home this year, but they just didn't last night. The Redhawks get an 11-run outing as they take on and take out Sioux Falls. 11-1 was the final score there. The Hawks having a tough year, 16-24, but they're playing a little better lately, so hopefully they can keep that going as well. Fargo North got a win over Shanley, 3-1 in Tuesday's season opener. We told you about that yesterday. What we didn't tell you, it was North's first win over varsity teams since September 22nd of 2015. 75 matches, and in that stretch, they'd only beaten one team, and that was a junior varsity team. But Isaac Cody had a hat trick and a great performance and goal by Drew Nelson, and the Spartans got a win. 1-0 on the season. Good job,
nice.
Spartans. Yeah, way to go there. Amy Olsen is just teeing off right now at the Women's British Open. They just call it the Open over in Scotland, and so a good luck, Amy. Go get them today. That's happening as well. The Lynx beat Dallas 91-84 last night. They're now 8-3 since the bubble, since things restarted in the bubble down there in Florida. Need to Know Traffic, powered by Valley News Live, here this morning for you. Before your college student heads off to school, make sure their vehicle is ready to hit the road. Oil changes, new tires, service repairs, call I-29 Automotive. They're located off I-29 and Main in Fargo, or online at i29tire.net. Some of you got to know here as far as what's going on. Traffic moving well across the metro here this morning. No weather is going to slow anything down there. There is a road closure that started yesterday, and 14th Avenue South now is closed between 34th and 35th Street South in Fargo. They're doing some storm inlet repairs. That work is going to take about a week or so. So word to the wise on that stretch at 14th Avenue South or between 34th and 35th. Be aware, you might have to deal with that. Hey, friends, imagine cutting years off your mortgage by refinancing your home with Vision Bank. Rates are at all-time lows. Contact Vision Bank, the bank with the dogs, today, bringing you that traffic report right there. All right, 7:50, when we come back, we've got market news, we got entertainment headlines, visit with our good buddy Scott Hennon as well, all that on the way, and yeah, that's right, it's Tim Liebel from Accent Kitchen and Bath. We're going to talk about remodels and additions as well. All that coming up next.
And shine.
I absolutely love that you are one of the few people that has some common sense.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show here on the Flag.
7:52, Need to Know Morning Show. It is one of the treats of our week. Anytime one of the guys from Accent Kitchen and Bath can stop by our studio here, and a team member from Accent's been coming in on Thursday mornings last few months now, and two things. Number one, these guys are hilarious dudes. So fun to have these guys come in and talk about being passionate about what they do. They joke around. They like to have fun. But at the end of the day, they put their heart and soul into everything they do for their clients. They go above and beyond. They educate their clients on the products. A lot of times when we go into those stores, we don't really know, like, what's a good carpet, what's a bad carpet,
exactly.
Or tile or floor, whatever.
They can definitely walk you through it. Tell them what you're looking for, what if you have pets and whatnot, too. They can recommend whatever you're going to need.
Big deal right there.
It makes a difference.
Well, yes, it does.
30 years local experience, local knowledge, local hands-on. Trust the history there.
Mm-hmm. And their showroom and design center gives you so much more than what you might normally expect. They listen to your ideas, put things together, give you some 3D renderings, design concepts. You can look at it all before you basically buy anything. You get to see what it looks like.
And that 3D rendering really helps you out if you can't picture stuff like that in your head, and I can't.
I'm terrible at it, yes.
So it's just amazing.
Yep. A 10,000 square foot showroom. If they don't have it over to Accent, you're probably not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
You probably don't need it.
But what I didn't know that really surprised me is the level to which they take on projects. I mean, they'll take on your full-on remodel, addition, anything like that. And then they do the emergency service cleanup, too, on mold or water or fire, any damage you got there, too. So a lot more than just kitchens and bath at Accent.
Yeah, they do commercial fit-ups, handyman services as well. And the Accent folks wishing you a happy and safe rest of your summer there. 7:54 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. Time for some entertainment, Alex.
Yes,
what you got for us?
I will entertain you. Clark Gregg, you might know him from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Well, he was married to Jennifer Grey in 19 years. And Jennifer Grey, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Right.
Well, they're getting divorced after 19 years. So baby's out of the corner now. Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are living apart. I did not know that. They're doing a marriage-saving vacation now.
Oh, boy.
He is in Wyoming, and of course, she's in La La Land.
That sounds like the beginning of the end to me. A marriage-saving vacation?
Well, sometimes you need a timeout. Yeah. You know, you need to take a little break.
That usually means the end.
Yeah.
You need a little breather. That can happen. John Ratzenberger, the mailman from Cheers, Cliff Clavin. Well, he's recorded a message asking for everyone to support the U.S. Postal Service.
Sure, makes sense.
Because it's in danger.
Yeah, of course, Well, Cliff would do that.
From the Orange Man, Trump. And in Colorado, I guess you can buy marijuana from a vending machine now. So you got to do is just throw your money in and you're set.
Yeah.
And well, that's my entertainment.
Don't
headline.
Get me started about this. I've gotten in a better mood after the start of the hour. All right,
I can just see Bill and Ted at the vending machine. Did you go to quarters, man?
Shaking it, trying to get it out for free.
This won't take my dollar, man.
How many times can that thing get broke into? I mean, come on.
How many built-in jokes are there with vending machine with Doritos, weed?
Have the Doritos
brownies.
Right next to it.
Yeah, right.
Girl Scout selling cookies out front.
Yeah. All right, 7:56. Time for the Jost Investments Market Report. Jost Investments, your commercial real estate, land development, business sales, and leasing connection. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was off 85 points to finish at 27,692. NASDAQ down as well, down 64 points. The S&P 500 was down also. Many days recently, one of those indices has been up when the others have been down, but everybody took a little bit of a drop there yesterday. Pre-market trading today, things are off a little bit as well. The jobless claim number came back above 1 million. They were expecting about 923,000. It was 1.1 million. So maybe a trader seeing this as an opportunity to take a little money off the table. WTI crude oil hanging pretty tight there at 42 in the mid 42s, $42.58. And that is the Jost Investments Market Report. Scott Hennon is the host of the What's On Your Mind radio program. And Scott joins us by phone here this morning for a little preview of the show coming up. Scott, you had a very interesting experience there yesterday.
Oh, man.
Up in Devil's Lake talking about fish and lake area and that kind of thing. What was your big takeaway out of the meetings yesterday?
Well, you need to know, first of all, the North Dakota farmers have been fighting the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for decades over maps drawn from perpetual easements that were done many times by a previous generation. There's very little information. And so this is a constant battle for farmers and for landowners. It's an issue we've taken up a lot on the program just because we feel so strongly that that is a bedrock of, you know, the American way, private property rights. Well, you know, the federal government can swoop in and take care of it and say, nope, thank you very much, it's ours. So this meeting yesterday was with the head of the Game and Fish, U.S. Game and Fish, and here to actually hear directly from farmers about hassles they've had all these years. So just the fact that the meeting happened is extraordinary. Obviously, they're making some progress on the appeals process and a lot of things done. I take it as a microcosm of what we're really facing in the way of a question come November on do you want a Biden administration that will continue the radical extreme environmentalism of the Obama administration, meaning farmers mean less than a butterfly. And of course, the Trump administration, which is bringing really a common sense regulatory approach to this. They don't just say, fine, we agree, farmers, we're going to dump every regulation, but very thoughtful about how can it get better, where can it get better. So, yeah, it was a fascinating conversation for sure.
Okay. What do you have planned for today's show?
A couple of guys you probably know, Senator John Hoeven, is going to check in on, you know, where the Senate is at on the COVID relief and what he expects between in the way of legislation now till November. Also, Governor Doug Burgum will join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy and energy and how things are faring in the recovery effort that we're thinking a lot about and appreciate when our government does as well. So we'll talk with him about that. So those two and more surprises for you on what's on your mind straight ahead.
Okay. It'll be a very good show, as always. Thank you, Scotty. We appreciate that. And we'll be listening at 8:30 today. Hey, remember, friends, we're teaming up with Osteds Golf and Grandview Lodge and Golf Resort in Brainerd for an awesome golf getaway for four. You got to get over to Osteds sometime here in August. Got another week and a half to go. And sign up there. You could win three rounds of golf for four people, a two-night stay for four, three meals for four people, all at Grandview Lodge and Golf Resort in Nisswa. It does Pro V1 golf balls from Osteds for everybody going on the trip, too. You can find out more details at am1100theflag.com. Coming up, Steve Carney, Outdoors. This is WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA.